podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there and welcome to podcast number 27 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. On this week's podcast, Zach Braff swings by. We'll do your angry nerd rant, Quizface gets residential, Matt quotes Chekhov, and Denzel Washington mentions a weatherman. In you get.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
With Mini. Makes sense. To see why, search Mini Offers.
News just in. This is breaking news. This is an emergency text we got from one of our listeners. We're always happy to help listeners with any problems that they may have. This is very much your show. Emma, Matt just texted in and she says, help, I can't get up. Presumably she remains horizontal in bed. None of the tunes that we've played this morning have been any good to her whatsoever. Emma, are you there?
Hello.
Emma, what's the situation on the ground now, please?
It's like, I just can't get up.
Mm. And it's what's happening around you, Emma?
It's really warm and it's pretty cold outside.
I see, and it's that mix of the two extreme temperatures, isn't it, which is keeping you horizontal right now. Were you up late last night?
I was working late, so yeah.
You were working late, and that can't help at all. Well, we will try and help you. Matt, some motivating music, please. Okay, Emma.
Yeah.
Just hold the phone near your ear, okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. You've done it before. You've done it almost every day of your life.
I know.
Matt, what are you going to say to Emma?
Come on, Emma.
Yeah.
You've done it before. You'll do it again. Yeah. Arise from your slumber and own this Wednesday, woman.
Own it, Emma. Own it. Phil, build it up.
Vamos, Emma. Vamos. Hágale, mijita. Hágale. Vamos.
Well, Dave, anything to say?
It's another day, Emma. Who knows what's in store? Sure, it's cold, but every new dawn leads to new possibilities.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. He just read that off a motivational poster. Emma, let's think about your name for a second. What does E stand for? Stands for energy, Emma, doesn't it? What does M stand for? Motivation, doesn't it? What does M stand for after that? It stands for more motivation. And the A, of course, is A-OK. After me, Emma. E for energy. Say energy.
Energy.
Motivation.
Motivation.
More motivation.
More motivation.
A-OK.
A-OK.
Oh, what's your surname, Emma?
It's a long one.
What is it?
It's northwest, like the northwest, like a compass.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do with that, Emma. we'll just stick with that. Listen, start to rise now, Emma. Start to rise.
On,
Talk
Emma,
us through it. Come on, let's do this. Let's get vertical. Are you up?
I've done it. Yes.
She's done it. Emma's up. Emma's up, everybody.
XFM.
We are delighted, honoured and excited to welcome a man who is paranoid at this stage that he doesn't have quite enough energy for early morning radio.
Sorry, continue my introduction.
Okay.
Especially while I wake up.
We will get programme associate Steve to bring in some kind of IV drip with caffeine in it. It is Zach Braff is here.
Thank you.
How are you, Zach?
Well, now that applause just woke me up. Thank you.
I'm pleased.
I'm excellent. Thank you for having me.
Don't be silly. We were talking about London and about you're happy to be over here. You're here for quite a while.
I'm here. I like to think of myself as a proper Londoner now.
Do you? I came with an Irish accent.
Yes, sorry. I'm working on it. Darn it. I'm working on it. I'm doing a play here at the Duke of York's.
Yeah.
I'll be here until roughly May 1st.
May? So we're going to see you spilling out of the pubs and bars of London of an evening?
I hope not. I mean, yeah, I hope not like in the public eye, but I plan to.
I mean, just literally the three of us following you.
Oh,
around.
Yeah. I hope we all can go and get a proper proper drink.
We will. Hey, Zach, your coffee's here.
Here's your mate. What's his name?
This is Little Tiny Steve.
This is Little Tiny Steve. Thank you, Little Tiny Steve.
it sounds.
Well, I'm not sure he probably loves being called Little Tiny Steve.
To be honest, it's the first time we've ever called him Little Tiny Steve.
Oh, well, I think it should stick, don't you?
We got Baby Dave over here because sometimes he goes to bed at 6 in the evening.
Really,
Little Tiny Steve.
Well, you guys have to get up so early, right?
Yeah, we do. Well, some of us do. Some of us were late this morning. Dave didn't make it in this morning, so I took over the
he
playlist.
He is pretty young to be, you know, running the show back there with the buttons. Does he know what all those buttons do?
Don't know what I'm doing.
He has no idea. Dave, in particular, has been extremely excited about you coming in today, being a massive fan of Scrubs.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, man.
Big fan.
It's on a bunch here. You know, it's funny. My girlfriend, we weren't dating when I was doing Scrubs, so she never watched the show.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because I don't know, you know, when it's on, I don't sit there and watch myself. But it's on so much here that I walk in the flat and my girlfriend's sitting there catching up on episodes. And, of course, I occasionally stop and I'm like, wow, that was a funny moment. And you go chuckling at me and my kids. You know, because it's been years. I mean, some of the stuff that's, you know, I haven't seen in so many years.
It's high.
And it catches me. And some of it I don't even remember. You know, I yesterday there was a one with a parrot on my shoulder. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I have no recollection of that parrot on my shoulder.
Really? That must be great, except for if people come around like builders or something in your flat or whatever in London, you know, as you're settling in, they just see you there.
I know,
just laughing away
so
yourself.
Embarrassing, right? That's happened before in New York. Same kind of thing, because again, she hasn't seen them, so she was watching one. And someone like knocking at the door, and I'm like, will you change the effing channel? This is humiliating. I'm sitting here watching myself on TV.
But why not? It's such a huge success. You'll clearly get a lot of Scrubs fans wanting to come along to see
Scrubs UK fans have been so supportive. It's one of the reasons we decided to come over. I mean, sometimes it even felt like the show was bigger here than it was in the States.
Really?
And the response, you know, here and there's certain places, you know, it did well internationally, but certain places like Austria and UK and Germany and Australia, it just was like, you know, off the charts.
Man, you're lumping us in with Austria and Germany on the sense of humor thing. That's not, you know, there's no real crossover.
I'm sorry, I'm just telling you facts.
You guys with your Germanic sense of humor, you love Das Scrubs. So all new
the funny
people.
Thing is that they dub it in Germany, and I'm pretty sure the guy who's doing me also does Donald Faison, who plays Turk.
Really?
I listened to it once, and I was like, is that the same guy just talking to himself?
XFM. There's uproar in Germany, everybody. Uproar in Germany because of some offensive urinals. That's what they're calling them. And they are urinals inspired by the Rolling Stones world-famous logo. So if you imagine the Rolling Stones logo, it's a urinal.
The lips.
Yeah, lots of people are up in arms saying this is a deeply offensive thing. It's not often people get offended by urinals.
No.
You know, they're quite inoffensive. They've got those games you can play now with...
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Yeah.
Are they?
With footballs and stuff, you can move them around.
You sound like a simpleton.
they lighten up quite a mundane activity.
I suppose so. And the strange thing is, when I mentioned it this morning, quick as a flash, Dave was like, boom. He just came out with a Rolling Stones-based pun. It was awesome. What did you say?
Well, sympathy for the devil.
Straight in, he just went, sympathy for the devil. And I said, well done, that's a good pun, that's a good pun. And then, quick as a flash after that, what did you say?
Start pee up.
Yeah, he said start pee up.
Start
and
pee up.
At this stage, I was thinking, I hope this doesn't go on for long. But, you know, I don't want to discourage the little lad. He's on a pun roll,
isn't
he?
Let's spend a penny together.
He said that after that. And now I'm thinking, all right, let's wrap this up. We got the show to think about.
Ruby Poo's Day.
That's what he said after that. And then I started thinking, this has to end.
The
now.
Rolling Thrones.
Just kept on going. He didn't even say that one earlier. That's a new one that just popped into his head.
Jumping Jack Slash.
That's what he said after that. That's what he said after that. Did you have any others you want to get out of your cistern?
Oh, well.
Huh?
Why have you taken this from me?
Did you have one like that?
No, but more. You know you sound cleverer again. We are.
How are you, Matt?
Great, thanks.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Not bad for a Monday.
You had a pleasant weekend.
I had a very nice weekend. It was my birthday coming up this week, so
that's right.
We're planning a birthday meal, and it's like I choose where we go.
Oh.
Katie will never go to this Sunday afternoon buffet at a local Indian restaurant.
Oh, it sounds magical.
I can't eat Indian.
Why
in the
would she
day.
Deny herself?
I can't eat curry in the day. She's very strict, has silly little rules like you can't eat curry in the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd love to eat curry every day.
Exactly.
So it's my birthday, so it's Sunday, and we're going to the Indian buffet.
And you went?
And it was great, yeah.
Was it great? Yeah, and what did Katie make of the daytime buffet?
She was surprisingly pleased.
Well,
with it, yeah.
Exactly.
I think I've turned her.
She just has to open her mind, that girl. Very close-minded, isn't she?
Yeah,
very close-minded.
Stuck in her ways.
Stuck in her ways.
Yeah.
Old before her time, isn't she?
Yeah,
what's wrong with her? And you took the baby?
Yeah, took the baby. Then went to the pub with her for a drink with the baby as well. It was all lovely stuff.
You went to the pub. And what, did Katie come? Or was it just you and the baby
it's
in the
pub?
It's
a family-friendly pub, yes. Okay. We both went. Yeah, it's lovely.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lad's night out with a baby.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
one man and a baby. One man and a baby would be a great film. We are XFM. There's a good story here in the newspaper, Matthew. A Manchester supermarket security guard has moved to Africa to live in the jungle as a real-life Tarzan. And there's a picture of him here, and he's wearing a loincloth, and he's looking off to one side as if he might be afraid of a tiger or something approaching. Duet Dutoit, that's his name. Yeah. Duet Dutoit, who's 24, has swapped his co-op uniform for a loincloth and spends his days swinging through trees and eating insects. That sounds like a good way to spend your days. He became obsessed by Tarzan while living in Namibia as a young boy, where his father was a collector of Tarzan books. He said, "People might say I'm crazy, but I know this is what I was born to do."
Wow. You can do all that in Manchester, though.
Eat insects?
Yeah, everything swing from trees, there's insects there. You don't need to go to Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got it all there?
Yeah, it's all on his doorstep.
Where would he eat insects and swing through trees in Manchester?
Well, there's a lovely park called Bramall Park in Stockport, which he could have gone to.
Bramall Park?
Yeah, and he could have kept his co-op job as a part-time job then.
Yeah, he wouldn't need to just, you know, swing around in a loincloth all day. Like you say, well, he says, "I'm not the kind of guy who loves partying. I certainly never get drunk. I prefer to eat the fruits and berries that I find in the jungle. I also know what insects to eat." You'll be fine then.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely fine. Would you ever give this up, Matt, to go and live in the jungle?
Unlikely, but hats off to that guy. That's refreshing in this day and age.
Absolutely. I think, though, if you are a security guard and you think you're Tarzan, probably you shouldn't be a security guard.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's done the right thing of the two to go for the Tarzan thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it got me thinking about why shouldn't you do the job that you do? We talked to Charlie in HR a little bit earlier on, who does not like HR.
No.
She should not be in HR, probably. Yeah. And she knows this. Charlie knows this. And yet she persists. She's head of a department, Matt.
Yeah.
Head of a department.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave? Why shouldn't you be doing the job that you do?
Well, I have the inability to contribute anything to a conversation other than stating the obvious, as I have
done
in the past.
That's not true.
Well, it was, because was it just before Christmas I said, this is the perfect time of year for it to be Christmas?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't really add anything to what was otherwise quite an interesting conversation between the three of us.
Yeah, at points it was just speaking, wasn't it? It was just speaking.
So.
Yeah, didn't you say, the Christmas spirit is really something this time of year? What, Christmas? Yeah. I shouldn't be doing this job because I have a startling inability to remember the name of almost any piece of music for longer than about 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Hotel Yorba, White Stripes. What was that again? The one with the drums. Matt, why shouldn't you be doing the job that you do?
I think I'm maybe not cut out for it. Due to the fact that I just can't speak properly.
The first half of that sentence, didn't it?
Exactly.
The first half of that sentence was that. I can't speak properly.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Even just in that last travel, I can't say First Capital Connect properly.
Say it again.
First Capital Connect. When it's part of a long sentence, I can't say it properly.
Oh.
They change the owners of that train line.
Absolutely. Maybe if we club together.
But there are so many things that trip me up on a daily basis. I'm thinking maybe I'm in the wrong line of business.
Oh, man. I'll buy you a loincloth if you're up for it.
Keep listening for more examples.
Yeah. XFM. Two very sweet moments in the studio with our guest this morning, the wonderful Zach Braff.
Hello, good morning.
There he is.
Wake up.
The first one was him just harmonising lightly when he thought no one was listening to the work of Coldplay.
Well, I love me some Coldplay.
And the second was seeing his surprised American face, opening up a newspaper and seeing page 3 for the first time.
Well, yeah, I opened up page 3 and I just didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah.
and I'm glad that it is, but I misunderstood what you said, and you said, that's page 3, but I heard, oh yeah, that's pastry.
And I sounded massively sexist.
I thought that was like British slang for a hot girl. So I'm glad you clarified, so
absolutely.
I don't walk around being like, wow, there's a pastry.
Yeah, she's a real croissant, that one. No, welcome to Britain, Zach, where the local time is 1960. with all that kind of stuff. Zach, yesterday on the show, we do a thing called Snap My Pitch Up, where people can, you know, A-listers come on here, and I worry about them sometimes, you know, because I want to make sure they've got their next projects lined up.
Right.
You've always got loads on, film work, TV work, theatre.
Right.
But I want to make sure that you are sorted for your next idea. So the listeners have been suggesting a few things you might like to do. Katie in Cambridge says, what about Zach Braff's Massive Faff, where Zach examines the history of procrastination? A faff is like when you...
I don't know what a faff is. Is that like a pastry?
What about Zach Braff's Moses staff? Mr. Braff travels around the world visiting every single body of water. That's a lot. Sea, lake, reservoir or pond, trying to part them with a staff which we will have blessed by our Lord and Saviour.
There's so much going on in that. Well, I personally would watch the movie. I don't know if anyone else would. Watching me spread a pond.
Zach Braff versus Steffi Graf. That's just a face-off.
What do we do?
I don't know. You just
wrestle. Versus,
you could wrestle, ping
wrestle
pong,
and pudding.
Any of those things. Jack Braff sorts the wheat from the chaff. That's another one. It's a bit like Britain's Got Talent, but without any fun or gimmicks, he says.
I don't know. I don't like that one.
Zach Braff's Naff Carafe. Try a lot of very cheap booze on various park benches. That's from Danny.
I'm already doing that. Do we have to... do we have to
sounds
title
like,
it?
Sounds like he is in.
XFM Weather.
When Chekhov saw the long winter, he saw a winter bleak and dark and bereft of hope. Yet we know that winter is just another step in the cycle of life. A high of 3.
With Mini, makes sense. To see why, search Mini offers.
Gautier. Slugs from Epsom says, do you not think the start and parts of this song sound like Bar Bar Black Sheep? Do you? You do.
It does.
Phil does. Steve?
Yeah. Every time I hear it, I think... Bah, bah, bah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
The opening to it is fully... They've ripped off Bar Bar Black Sheep.
They've ripped off Bar Bar Black Sheep. Yeah, Gautier, this is your accusation this morning.
What a claim.
Wait, that's quite strong. But they've been inspired.
What a thing to rip off.
Black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full.
We totally ruined this track for everyone now. That's enough. We're XFM. Man, it worked! It worked!
Sounds quite good.
It was
remix version.
We're wasted here. We need to take this on the road.
Yeah, let's do it.
Open every show with
nursery
that.
Nursery rhyme covers.
I could book us a small regional tour of local theatres.
On the remix tonight with Eddie Temple Morris. Nursery rhymes.
It's rhyme time. We are on the line should be confirmed listener Sean. Sean, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hi, Sean. How's it going? Where are you?
Not too bad. In Kingston at the moment.
You're in Kingston. Excellent. Now, are you familiar with Quizface?
I am indeed.
Good. You should know the rules by now. So if you are ready, let's get quizzical.
Quiz House.
Okay, Sean, it's Quiz House this week. Remember, 5 has gone. No evens. There's a blue house, a red house... and a greenhouse. The greenhouse is in the garden. It's made of glass. The red house is lit up. And the blue house is also present. Simple question, Sean, for your first key. I'm waiting for you to ask a simple question for your first key, Sean.
Oh, sorry. Is it at the rear of the garden?
That'll do. That was a simple question. You have your first key. Well done, Sean.
Thank you.
Okay, Sean, I'm jangling a key at you now. That's key. That's key A.
Choose.
You happy with that?
I'm indeed.
Okay, key A is K for short. K is a letter of the alphabet and also a girl's name. Girls are said to like pink. But can you name another colour a girl might like?
Blue.
Just a simple yes or no is all I'm looking for at this stage.
Oh, okay.
Can you name it? Well, let's just calm down, Sean. Should know the rules by now. Can you name another colour a girl might like?
Yes.
Such as?
Blue.
Excellent. You could also have had green. Don't get ahead of yourself. Let's see if K opens the door. Yes, Sean, well done. Words beginning with K, of course, include Kabbalah, Kabaddi, and Kebabs. Places beginning with K include Kettering. But will that be useful?
No.
Apparently not, no. So you are in the quiz house. Nice work. Well done, Sean. Let's spin the wheel to determine today's theme.
Blue.
the theme, I wonder. Ah!
Kettering!
Today's theme is Kettering, Sean. Now, you can either answer questions on Kettering yourself, or you can play your joker and ask Matt Dyson to play in your stead. This will, of course, halve your QPs, but gain you valuable ear miles nonetheless. Sean, do you wish to play yourself or play your joker?
I think I'll be playing
a
joke on this one.
Going to play the joker. Okay, exciting. This is only the second time someone's played their joker on Quizface. Matt Dyson, your questions this morning on behalf of Sean are on Kettering. Familiar with Kettering?
Know quite a bit about it. Feeling fairly confident.
Have you been to Kettering?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in Kettering?
One of my favourite Northamptonshire towns, back in 2001.
First question. In June 1607, at the...
The Midland Revolt!
Yes! Wow!
Yes, the Midland Revolt was the brief uprising that took place in June 1607 at the nearby village of Newton. Next question. What train line service launched...
Midland Central!
Ooh!
I think.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on fire. This is why people should play their joker. Your final question on behalf of Sean.
You're on a roll, mate. Keep it going.
Keep it going, exactly. This is also on Kettering, of course. In a moment, we will reset and start playing for points. In 1887, John Bartholomew's Gazetteer of the British Isles described Kettering as what?
Oh, no.
What was it described as? In 1887.
Eight miles north of Wellingborough.
You're going with 8 miles north of Wellingborough.
That's my final answer, yeah.
Unbelievable!
Oh, yes.
Well done, good joker play. There's just one question left, that falls sadly to Sean. Sean, can you complete the well-known phrase,
we are...
XFM.
He's done it! Oh, it was tense. I mean, you must have in the past heard so many people eschew the chance to play their joker, Sean. You must have been pointing at the radio going, you fools, you fools. What made you play your joker this morning?
Well, to be fair, I thought it was quite a wise choice, and with Kettering there, I think Matt's done pretty well.
Excellent work. Thank you so much, Sean, for playing today's quiz face. You triumphed. We are going to do Angry Nerds. This is where you can... you're all dancing. This is terrific. This is where you can get IT off your chest. It doesn't have to be IT, of course. Could be anything that you are nerdy about. Could be sausages. Could be people doing the weather before the news. Any of your little kind of... your nerdy rants that you've got. Have we got some here? Matt, have you got an Angry Nerd rant?
Control C.
Yeah.
Copy. Right click. Copy.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it on this highlighted section of text twice now, so why the hell are you not copying?
Yeah, just copy.
And instead pasting some old thing I copied about 20 minutes ago when I'm hitting Control V.
For goodness sake.
Keep up, PC, or just don't bother.
Yeah, it might be time to retire, PC.
Yeah.
Phil.
Anyone who downloads an app on Twitter telling them who's unfollowed them deserves to be unfollowed.
Wow, strong words. My angry nerd rant. Hey! Fellow grammar nerd, we can't fight amongst ourselves. Phil mispronouncing pronunciation is one thing, but do not attack me or my flaccid omelettes. Oliver and Bromley, I might as well come clean. I'm talking to you. You shall rue the day you ever took me on. You didn't even put flaccid in speech marks to indicate its central importance and separation from the body of your thought. How can I take you seriously with its grammatical misdemeanors? You're dead to me.
We are...
XFM. So, everybody, yesterday, myself and Dave, after the show, went off to meet up with Denzel Washington. It sounds like a very odd thing to say. He's in town, he's promoting his new film, Safe House, which is out in a week or two, I believe.
Yes, later this month.
Yeah, so we'll play the interview. Well, it's more relevant, you know, when it's got something to hang it on. But it was kind of pushed around, wasn't it, this interview? We turned up at this Knightsbridge Hotel, mm-hmm. and we're sitting in there, and the lady said to me, he's running a bit late. And I went, okay, that's cool. How long? And they said 15 minutes. And what they meant to say was an hour and 20, but they got it wrong, and they said 15. So we're like kicking about, and I realised I've got to be across town, and I've got this other thing to do. So I say to Dave, very seriously, I think you're going to have to do the interview. And you've never seen a man look so scared. Well, A, he hadn't seen the film. I went to the screening on my own, so I'm having to give him a very brief introduction to this film and give him things to say to Denzel if this is all going to happen. At one point, his voice cracked. He had almost tears in his eyes, and he went, I think we should phone Dyson. And it's like, he'll be back home by now. That guy, you know, he'll be in a bath of beer by this stage. Yeah. You know, we can't.
I could make it. I was at my informal chat.
Yeah, having your disciplinary. Yeah. And you were ready to do it. You were ready to go, and you had all the notes that I gave you.
It got to the stage where I started off petrified.
Yeah.
And then I started to believe, once you kind of run me through the film, which took a couple of attempts.
Yeah.
I started to believe I could do this. I'm going to interview Denzel Washington. Yeah. I had it ready to tweet. I had my Facebook status ready to go to say I am interviewing Denzel Washington.
Absolutely. I mean, you went through the three stages, didn't you? You went through anger, denial, and finally acceptance.
Acceptance, yeah.
But then it was whipped from you because they could slot us in. It was all fine. Mm. So we went in and we sat down with Denzel. And the strangest thing that happened, Matt, was he started talking about one of our famous weathermen.
I was actually here when you probably weren't even born yet, when they had the hurricane back in 87.
Oh, no, I was well. I watched that. Yeah, yeah. Michael Fish was to blame for that, the weatherman. He said it was going to be fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
Well,
he parks cars now.
All the Michael Fish exclusives here on XFM. Just hanging out with Denzel Washington talking about Michael Fish. Typical day.
That's all we cover, actually, in the interview.
That's pretty much it. That was the interview with Denzel. We'll play that again in a couple of weeks.
XFM.
We are asking you this morning, why shouldn't you be doing the job that you're doing? In my case, it's because I have a startling inability to remember the names of tracks. Dave considers himself to be moribund when it comes to conversational input. And Matt can't speak.
No.
So what is it, Capital Connect?
First Capital Connect. I can say isolated.
Yeah.
First Capital Connect. Put them all together and I'm...
Fall to pieces, don't you? Fall to pieces. Well, here are some great ones. Maria says... I should not be a teacher because I hate children. Wow. Hate's a strong word.
On a similar note, I'm training to be a midwife, but I'm really clumsy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, the clumsy as midwife. It should just be ballerinas, shouldn't it?
Yes.
As midwives. Liam says, I work in a bar and I hate drunk people. I hate the smell of alcohol and I hate cleaning up. Also, this is in a football club. And I hate football. Liam, how did that job interview go? You're in no way qualified. Why do you want the job? I do not want this job. You're hired. Dan from Essex says, I am a senior graphic artist. Senior graphic artist. And I'm also colourblind.
Oh.
Wow. I think I've seen some of your designs. I'm a senior manager for a large organisation. Senior manager. For a large organisation. I despise my colleagues. My manager... And the whining, moaning frontline staff. Wow. That's why you should. You need to move to Africa and become Tarzan. Like Duet de Trois.
Ollie in Raines Park is a football-loving, tattooed, heavy drinker. Mm. And yet he works with curtains and cushions. He's the only man that works there.
Wow. Jeremy says, I'm pretending to be a doctor, but I'm trained as a sandwich maker. We're forwarding this one to the authorities, Jeremy. this guy, Matt in Bromley, says I should not be doing my job because I work in customer care. I'm a miserable git. I don't like people. I don't even like talking to them. Wow, Matt.
Whoa, that's
what
a
else?
Good one. Anonymous, I shouldn't be a manager for a team of car mechanics as I've never had a driving lesson and I don't understand what an alternator does.
Unbelievable. I am an HR manager. Not only do I actively dislike most other people, but I'm hungover nearly every day. Wow. We'll keep that one quiet as well. HR managers, it's a thankless task,
yeah,
isn't it?
I know.
Why does it attract such angry people?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
Passive aggression.
Who does the HR for the HR people? This is a big problem, isn't it?
We need an HR.
We do. Here's one. I used to work in a health club. My job was to encourage people to keep their membership. Yeah. Yet I never went to the gym and spent my day sitting at my desk eating cake and sandwiches. Oh. I always felt like telling people to save their 70 quid and just embrace the cake.
Absolutely, that's my kind of gym. And confirmed listener Ian, what is yours?
Me and my mate Paul, we're both roofers and we're both scared of heights and spiders. It's if two things you're guaranteed on a roof, it's height and spiders.
Oh, Paul and Ian, the roofers, terrified of heights and spiders. It's like their first day together. I just imagine they were trained up together, Paul and Ian. They were like twins in the womb sort of thing, and then they got this job.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Quiz House.
I'm Sean, and I just played my joker to win Quizface. Kettering as Ketter does, but does it? And is Kettering kind to Ketterers? Stick that in your thought pipe, Hawking. Thank you, Quizface. Thank you, Danny Wallace.
We are
XFM. Matthew Dyson.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Special day for you. Mm-hmm. We wanted to reflect this on the broadcast.
Right.
And lots of listeners are wishing you happy birthday, which is very lovely. We always try and do something a little bit special when a member of the team has a birthday. You, for example, Dave, what do we do for you? We had various Stockport luminaries wishing you well.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's nice, wasn't it?
That was a really nice day, actually.
Jason Manford. Jason, yes. Manford was willing to chip in. On my birthday, of course, you got Peter Andre to wish me a happy birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the challenge really was to find, you know, suitable people for Matt Dyson. Mm. Be honest, it was very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. A lot of people distancing themselves from the show suddenly. Like, they're all smiles. They're really happy to hear from us. Hey, how's it going? Would you do this? No, I'm not sure that's appropriate. But we did manage to get a few messages from some of the people who love you most.
Wow.
Who's first, Dave? Let's play the first one.
Hey, Matt, it's Danny here. Just to say, all the very best for today. What a great day. Happy birthday to you, Matt. I'll never forget the look on your face this morning, just an hour or so ago when we came in, and you were like, oh, it's my birthday, and I was like, happy birthday. Just great memories. So have a great day.
Yeah, so that was the first one. That was touching. Nice one there. Yeah. We've also got this guy.
Hi, Matt, it's Dave here. Just a quick message to say happy birthday today. I remember your birthday last year, and I remember we had a great, great time, so it's good to see you here again for another one. We're all really proud of you here, Matt, so have a top day. You thoroughly, thoroughly deserve it for all the work you do here, and just thanks a lot for being our friend. Cheers.
Oh, that's lovely. Not just me and Dave, though, recording those very special messages for you. We also had, work experience Steve, of course.
Hi, it's Steve here.
Shut up, Steve!
And we asked Phil, but Phil refused. I don't know if you remember from yesterday's programme, Matthew, this magic moment.
We're planning a birthday meal, and it's like, I choose where we go.
Oh.
Katie will never go to this Sunday afternoon buffet at a local Indian restaurant.
Oh, it sounds magical.
So it's like, she go, oh no, I can't eat Indian.
Why would she deny herself?
I can't eat curry in the day. She's very strict, has silly little rules like, you can't eat curry in the day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd love to eat curry every day.
Exactly.
So it's my birthday, so it's Sunday, and we're going to the Indian buffet.
Yeah, he'd love to eat curry every day. Yeah. Work experience Steve, you come. Wow. It is 7:45, Matt, and we present to you your own chicken jalfrezi.
Oh, look at this.
With a candle in it. You've got naan bread there. You've got a little tray with some silverware. Wow. Steve is now lighting the candle, flying in the face of all health and safety guidelines.
He's died and gone to heaven.
He really has.
So
Phil's going to take a picture now. We'll whack that on the Facebook page so that people can celebrate birthday with you.
Happy.
Why don't you give a short speech? No longer than 5 or 6 minutes.
I mean, the messages of support have just been completely underwhelming. But the curry's made up for it.
Oh, that's terrific.
Have
you took
mouthful.
In. Yeah, you took it.
It's actually hot, is it?
Yeah, well, as hot as the microwave will do it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Microwave curry.
Oh,
talk us through it, yeah? That nice? A little bit of naan bread.
Naan
Listen,
bread.
We'll return to this. It's not enthralling radio, I'll be honest, listening to a man eat a curry.
We are XFM!
About a week or so ago, I was talking to Robin Cooper. This is a guy I met in a tunnel a few years ago, and we got on very well. And he is a big cricket fan. He's a big cricket fan, and sometimes he just sits there all day and he watches a lot of cable TV, a lot of unusual programming and strange networks that perhaps we're not too familiar with. But he was watching some kind of cricket channel, and they had their main cricket show on, and he realised, look, I love cricket, and I enjoy music about cricket. We all love cricket songs, don't we? And so he decided to give them a ring, and I asked him if it's all right to play this. He said, absolutely, he just wants to spread his music. This is what happened when Robin called that cricket station.
Hello?
Oh, hello there.
Hi, dear. Who is this?
My name is Robin. Hello. God bless you. How are you?
Robin. Yeah, I'm okay. Not too bad. Yourself?
Yes, I love the game of cricket.
All right.
And I perform musicals about based on cricket. And I thought I'd perk your viewers up with a little song about cricket. Cricket is the game that we enjoy throwing the ball into the air. Hitting it hard, mustn't hit the wicket. Come on, everybody, don't get a ticket. If you park on the double yellow line, you'll get a ticket every time.
Thank you, Robin, for your...
Get fined, and please don't get fined. And we watch the television every time.
Thank you, Robin,
thank
for
you
your
so
entertainment.
Much.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Yes, yeah, thank you, Robin.
XFM.
Wow, Matt really slapped me in the face there. We were having a bit of a comical set too. But I think you overstepped the mark. when you said that. It's made this link awkward already, and no one knows what we're talking about. A brief précis, would you like to just sum that up? Your attitude that you've got to say?
Yeah, just...
Basically, we don't have time to do Matt's music news. That's the thing. And I said, and he said, well, I've done a lot of work on this music news today. And I said, well, it is good to have the music news. And he said, yeah, it's a benchmark. And I said, it's also just a nice chance for the listeners to zone out a bit, you know, because it's like a full-on assault of stuff, isn't it, this show? It's feature after feature and, you know, we've got jokes and news stories and music. It's just nice to have a break. People can just sort of sit there and zone out. So... Let's get your angry nerd rants. So, what are you angry about this morning? In a nerdy, nerdy fashion. Many topics covered, from Skyrim to toasters and everything in between. 4Gs, stooged angry at 4Gs. Go on, Matt.
Hey, Mole Valley Council. that's a great start.
The remarkable specificity.
I'm not even sure I want to carry on with it, but I want to start. Confirm listener Vicky. Hey, Mole Valley Council, if you're going to decide to pull all the cat's eyes out of the roads, put up advanced warning roadwork signs a few days beforehand. Yeah. Don't just do it on a whim and make me late for work.
Yeah, exactly. I am from Kettering. And I would like to point out that Matt was incorrect.
What?
It's Midland Main Line, not Midland Central.
No,
Midland Kettering Main facts straight from a patriotic Kettering dweller and
Midland
angry
Main
nerd.
Line's only coming back in the past 10, 15 years.
12, 12 and a half years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Skyrim. Don't talk to me about Skyrim.
Okay.
52 hours of gameplay and I've got to start again. As two main quest lines are ruined with no way of advancing.
Yeah.
Sean in Chelmsford.
Good work, Jack in London. Last night my Safari quit unexpectedly, then relaunched itself while I was watching something online. Why, Safari? Why? Just chill out, take a chill pill. Hey, fellow train commuters. Stop repeatedly pressing the door open button, suggesting that my simple continued press of the opposite door open button is somehow stopping the train door from opening. Notice how no one else is currently boarding the train, yeah? That's because the train man hadn't opened them yet. I've done the research. As soon as the door's open, my hold of the door open button will allow them to open as soon as possible, so do not think otherwise. It's from an angry nerd.
Jack in Barking asks, why is it that whenever I visit a certain restaurant franchise, just prior to my flame-grilled burger arriving, I always hear a microwave go ping. Molecular excitation burger, more like.
Yes, excellent nerd. Steve from Orpington. I hate it when I see the Union flag upside down on telly, especially from sports folk. Learn how your national flag should be flown or don't fly it. Excellent work. Ian, the shredding driver. Why is it you can't actually fit two slices of bread in a two-slice toaster without the top sticking out, leaving half the toast raw? If I wanted raw toast, I just have bread.
Alas, someone said it.
Chris and Erith. You were not afraid on this show to deal with the big issues. Chris and Erith. My angry nerd rant. That thing petrol pumps do. 1999. 1999. 2001. Stop it! Stop it! What else you got?
Blasted ninny hammer car batteries. Just because it's cold doesn't mean you get to not work. Everyone else has to. Yeah. What makes you so special, eh? Grr.
Wow, proper angry nerd.
With a good grr.
Didn't we have a genuine, full-on 100% nerd text in? Did you
yes, we did. None of you are really nerds, they say. Ooh. I study physics. And a true nerd rant is when lecturers use Dirac notation for quantum mechanics, not Facebook or Twitter. They're too social to be nerdy.
Oof.
Get it right.
Gosh, in our faces. I do like the fact that, I mean, he is a proper nerd if you think that sitting in a darkened back bedroom on Twitter is social. That's a full-on nerd right there.
It's a she. Confirm listener Louisa.
Well, we bow to your feminine nerdy knowledge.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Shall we do the good news in the studio? What a good day it is, Matt.
Yeah.
You've got your little steam train trainers, you've got a little balloon, you've had your curry.
Yeah.
What a day. Let's start with the birthday boy. What's your good news?
Well, good news, guys. Not only have I had a tasty chicken jalfrezi from a top-end supermarket for my birthday breakfast, but I also managed to walk past checking out time at the weekly International Students All-Nighter at Heaven in Charing Cross in the early hours this morning without being offered an unlicensed taxi or some kind of herbal remedy.
Oh, herbal remedies and comical cigarettes. Yeah. Dave?
Good news, guys. Although starting as a bit of harmless fun on Matt Dyson's birthday, it turns out the curry we presented him with was actually very nice and has been devoured by various members of the team right here in the studio. Good news for us, bad news for the next host, Ian Canfield.
Yes, good luck to Ian Canfield. Good news, guys. Go Lazio! It's transfer deadline day. Some of the things that are happening, they're just a joke, aren't they? The transfer window's closing now, all the different throw-ins will happen. The floodlights will shine. The floodlights will shine down. But who'll be in the top four? It's big. QPR, Tottenham's Hotspurs, Klinsmann. Who will win? Is it Wigan? That's also a place. Reds and Blues and the one in black, of course, all coming together for a penno, and all the spectators will cheer on the famous old football transfer day song. Hooray, hooray, there's a flag in the corner. Don't trip on your studs, someone will shout. Some modern pitches use AstroTurf, of course. Three cheers for transfer deadline day. Don't forget to pay your taxes. Good news, that's good news, yeah?
Good news. You really are football crazy.
I am football crazy. I've caught the football bug.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
We were kicked out of the studio there, myself and Matt, and we had to stand outside while Dave lined up today's mystery guest, Dave. And the caller, the person, they're on the line now, yeah?
They're on the line.
So this is someone that has come up in conversation somehow in the last week. It could be a survey, it could be some kind of scientific study, it could be a celebrity. We just don't know. I've got 60 seconds to guess who it might be. Matt, are you ready with your journalistic angle?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
60... Oh, we're going to do the music, haven't we? All right, might as well. Go on.
Sing along at home.
Yeah. Guess who... All right, well, I've done the whole intro thing, so we might as well. Are we going to do it? 60 seconds from now. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a gentleman. It's a gentleman caller. Gentleman caller, are you in London?
No, I'm not in London at the moment.
You're not in London at the moment, but sometimes you are in London.
Yeah, I've been in London in 2006
is in London. You're a foreign gentleman. You're a foreign gentleman. In which city do we find you today?
It's foreign?
Whereabouts are you today?
I'm in South Africa today.
You're in South Africa today. I think I know who it might be. Let me try and remember your name from memory. Duet Dutrois?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yay! Wow!
Yeah.
How are you, Mr. Dutoit?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. It's a nice day today.
It's a nice day in South Africa, everybody. Matt, do you remember this?
No, I'm still not sure.
We talked about this gentleman, I think, maybe even just yesterday. Am I right, Mr. Dutoit? You used to live in Manchester. You were a security guard at a co-op. And now you have gone to South Africa to live as Tarzan.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Wow. So are you in a loincloth right now?
Well, almost. I'm actually on my way up the mountain, so I'll step in a few minutes.
You're on your way up a mountain? Wow, man. And you're Tarzan, you're living the simple life, but you still have a mobile phone?
Yeah, well, I have to adapt or die in it, so I have to advance also.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you eaten any insects today?
No, just some earthworms.
Just some earthworms?
Yeah.
Terrific. We are XFM. Dave, I wonder what we've learned. Tell you what I've learned. Well, this morning saw more Jacks contact the show than ever before. This was noticed by one Jack in particular, who then sent out a warning to Pauls. He wrote, "Your days are dwindling. Beware the eve of the Jack." This all sounds like Lord of the Rings or something, doesn't it? Like the Jacks are kind of, they're sort of riding in on horseback and sending all the Pauls scuttling to their hives, you know? Sort of with their claws just clawing away to try and get through into their hives. It all sounds a bit odd. Matt, what's yours?
It's a daily occurrence, but for some reason there was a record number of tweets and texts this morning asking us the name of sports badger Kit Trimalidis. Strange high for some reason.
Yeah.
He is saying, is he saying Kit Trimalidis, they ask.
Yeah, I mean, we get one a day of those, don't we?
He's not saying Miladies, but we have now decided to make him deliver his sport just to his ladies.
Yeah, we thought we'd just get him to solely concentrate on the ladies, so he would say, "I'm Phil Kitchener-Miladies, my ladies." Dave.
Yes, well, off air, Danny asked Matt whether he was enjoying his morning a record-breaking 12 times this morning.
Having a nice day, Matt?
Yeah. I still am, yes.
You still are, good. Yeah. Also off air, programme associate Steve weirdly suggested we all hire Boris Bikes and head off to Primrose Hill after the show.
This is an unusual moment.
Which was really odd and kind of out of nowhere.
Hey guys, do you want to all get on the Boris Bikes and go up Primrose Hill? But it's the puppyish eyes. You kind of go, yes, I do. And I'm going to buy you an ice cream and a balloon.
Yeah, then we decided the hill was too steep because the bikes didn't have gears.
That's right.
On air, I
just to keep you updated.
On air, I delivered a record-breaking 8 Rolling Stones-based puns.
Yeah,
in the space of 12 seconds.
You were on a Rolling Stone. No, none of that work.
No.
He just looked. He looked both annoyed I'd come up with a pun, and angry that it didn't quite work. XFM. Well, there you go. That was podcast number 27 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Don't forget, you can listen live every weekday from 6:30 on 104.9 FM, on DAB, or online at xfm.co.uk. Plus, don't forget, during every show, you're more than welcome to do little drawings of the team and hang them on your wall. Bye-bye. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace. With Mini. Makes sense. To see why, search Mini offers.